It's Phil Spencer, TV property man and someone who lives in Kent. Morning, Phil.
Very good morning, James.
How's things? Are you a busy man at the moment?
Yes, still gainfully employed. Fortunately, people keep watching property programmes, so I get to keep travelling the country with my friend Kirsty. We've just started a new series of Location, Location, and there's a series of Love It or List It, which has just started on Channel 4. So, yes, lots of property to come.
And you're with us this morning to talk beach huts.
That's right. It's Towergate's Beach Hut of the Year competition. I was involved last year. It's the second time we've done it. Great fun competition looking for the best beach hut in the country.
And, I mean, being in Kent, are we up there, do you think, with the best?
Well, I'm really hoping so, because I will be summering in Kent and visiting our beach hut. So wouldn't it be great if a Kent beach hut could win? I'm planning on visiting the winning beach hut in late August.
Do they know about it?
I'm really hoping lots of people from Kent will apply and nominate their own beach hut. I think what came to light last year, the judges were really looking for good pictures, both inside and out of the hut, and a good description about what the hut means to you and why it's important, why it perhaps stands out from the rest. How does it reflect your personality or your connection to the area? Who uses it? What kind of happy times have you had? Why is it important?
As far as what's in it is concerned, I mean, are they looking as to how they've utilised that space, you know, cleverly?
Yes, they are. Photos of the inside, yeah, to show you how you used the space, how you've decorated it, how you've made it feel different and special.
Because last year, the hut in the Lees, Minster-on-Sea in Sheerness, that made it into the final, but was beaten, I can't believe it, by a hut from Essex.
How about that?
So we need to win it this year, don't we?
Come on, Kent, you can do it.
Now, look, if you have a beach hut or you know someone who has one in Kent, enter it now. We'll tweet the details so that you know how to enter at Heart Kent Radio on Twitter. You've got until June the 8th, and you never know. One day in August, you might come down to your beach hut and find Phil Spencer hovering outside.
Well, I hope so, because there's £1,000 up for the winner, plus a year's insurance, plus £500 for your local Beach Hut Association. And yeah, I will be visiting the winner on, I think it's the 19th of August.